Dane County earns more than $1 million a year charging prisoners for phone calls from jail to their friends and family. Some of that money comes from selling $100,000 worth of phone cards to inmates. This year, under pressure from inmate advocate groups, the county has agreed to give $25,000 worth of free phone cards to inmates who can prove they can't afford to buy one. But County Board Supervisor Dave Wiganowski wants to give those phone cards to troops overseas instead.
They don't have the proper armor for their vehicles. They don't have the proper gear for sleeping in the desert stuff with the bugs and everything else that are over there. I thought it was a small infraction thing for the county to do, seeing we've got a $412 million budget to take $25,000 and use it for phone cards for them.
Wiganowski says he doesn't see this as an inmate versus soldier issue, but Supervisor Don Eggert says that's exactly what it is. He says whether it's armor for Humvees to protect soldiers or phone cards for troop morale, it's a federal, not a county responsibility to provide support for the troops.
When you look at what the cost of the war in Iraq has been to date, Dane County taxpayers are already paying more than their share through the federal taxes.
Jail inmates, on the other hand, Eggert says, are a county responsibility. He says there's a strong argument for helping poor inmates stay in touch with their families.
We have a huge problem with repeat offenders. And a big part of that problem is the fact that the folks in the jail are not able to maintain their ties to the community that they come from. I think this is just one small step, and see if we can help reduce that revolving door in the jail.
Still, some veterans groups support the phone cards for troops plan, saying soldiers deserve help more than inmates. Next week, the county board will consider a proposal to cancel the free inmate calls in favor of helping soldiers stay in touch with their families. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.